Happy anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora. What's up?
Whoopsie daisy.
Drum roll.
Yeah, sorry, I was just doing a lot of button pressing, and I always tend to mess something up during your very well-planned and beautiful segment.
It just wouldn't be the same without it, would it?
No, I mean, it would be better, wouldn't it?
I don't know. It adds a bit of charm and earnestness to the whole situation.
I know, yes,
But yeah, anyway, today we're looking at Stan Getz and João Gilberto, their album from 1964, Getz and Gilberto, and we're doing this because João Gilberto passed away about nine days ago, I reckon. Mm. Yeah. So I thought, what better way to pay tribute than to do one of his albums?
Yeah.
So yes, this is basically in the style of bossa nova, and it's a tribute to him. Basically, he's from Brazil, and he's kind of known as the father of bossa nova. He was a very well-known vocalist and guitarist. He was born in Rio in 1931, and at the age of 14, it was when he was given his first guitar from his grandfather, and that's basically when his interest in music took off. And from the age of 18, he became professional, basically starting off as a crooner in clubs around Rio in the late 40s and into the 50s. And it was during the mid-50s that he struck up acquaintances within the local Rio music scene with people such as Antonio Carlos Jobim. And together they were responsible with birthing this kind of new style of fusion jazz music, I guess you'd call it, which became known as bossa nova.
Hmm.
And basically this was taking elements of jazz in the traditional sense and samba and putting them together and basically forming this new popular music amongst young people, in particular in cities like Rio across Brazil. And it was part of a wider cultural shift that was taking place in Brazil at the time. It was kind of, Brazil was opening up, becoming more free and sort of culturally more, I don't know, more, what's the word, more artsy, more...
Yeah.
Because there had been a few years, they were under military dictatorships and lots of political instability, and it was, you know, quite hard for these things to flourish, but suddenly it was a bit of a cultural shift and a bit of a youth movement,
yes,
taking place. And bossa nova was very much at the centre of that, and it was this new style of music which gained the attention of other musicians, particularly American jazz musicians, people like Stan Getz, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and others, many of whom actually went to Brazil to find out more about bossa nova. Stan Getz also famously released an album in 1962 called Jazz Samba, which is a bossa nova record, which we've actually featured on anniversary albums before.
Yes, we have.
And that pretty much helped introduce the genre to American audiences. And it was actually during a tour of Brazilian bossa nova musicians who visited the States in 1962, where Stan Getz met João Gilberto for the first time. And this is when the two decided, well, let's make an album together. And
that's lovely.
That's basically what happened here. The album was recorded in New York in early 1963. And the sessions included also Gilberto's friend Antonio Carlos Jobim. He plays piano on this record, and he also writes most of the material. It also features Gilberto's wife, Astrid, who incidentally had never sung professionally before.
She just did it.
She just did it. And she sings backing vocals and featured vocals on a couple of the tracks here. And I guess the album is in that classic bossa nova style, guitar, sax taking center stage here with the vocals, obviously, and nice piano, bass and drums taking a quite minimalist approach as the rhythm, I guess. So we're going to start with a track called So Da So Samba. This is track number 6, and this was co-written by Antonio Carlos Jobim and Vinicius de Moraes. My Portuguese is terrible, so apologies. Let's check this out.
All right. Beautiful.
Happy Monday.
Mmm.
So danço samba, so danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, me cansei do calypso ao tchá-tchá-tchá. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai.
Just lovely.
It is, isn't it? Take me to Rio.
Yes.
Take me.
All right, so this is a...
Can you just imagine lying on the beach or under a palm tree or something, an umbrella, bossa nova in the background, cocktails?
Yeah, it's summer in the middle of winter right now here at 95BFM doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith. My name's Geneva, I'm doing Morning Glory, and yeah, we're going to cut to a short break and then be back soon with more anniversary albums, more Stan Getz, more Gilberto.
Design fans, creative types, turtleneck wearers, brace yourselves because New Zealand's most prestigious, popular and influential creative festival is back for its 17th year. Semi-permanent. Packed with top flight talent, including fashion and design icon Chantel Martin, exceptionally intriguing visual artist Rafiq Anadol, and avant-garde art directors Lynette and Sander. If you're serious about what it means to design at the highest levels, don't miss Semi-Permanent. 3 days, Auckland 15th to 17th, Aotea Centre, Auckland Central. Go to semipermanent.com.
In the market to build a new home? Why not take your grand design and turn it green? With Craft Homes, smarter, healthier, more efficient homes, built from sustainable and environmentally friendly products. Craft Homes make it easy, working with you from design to project completion. Plus, with a Craft Home, you can take advantage of the healthy home loan package to save on your loan. Craft Homes are Homestar approved practitioners and assessors. Build your home greener and healthier. Go to crafthomes.co.nz.
Wanderlust. The open road is whispering your name. Skip wants you to be free. Skip.
Cheaper.
Express bus.
Faster.
Anywhere from Whangarei to Wellington.
Whana.
Go to skip.travel.
95BFM, The Tuning Fork and Under the Radar present Southern Fork Americana Fest. October 10th to the 20th at The Tuning Fork. New Zealand's greatest Americana Roots Festival is back for its sixth year and better than ever. Featuring
The Felice Brothers, Poké LaFarge, Tammy Nielsen, Johnny Fritz, Joshua Headley,
and many more. The Southern Fork Americana Fest, October 10th to the 20th at The Tuning Fork. For full lineup and tickets, go to southernfork.co.nz.
Are you over 16? Are you a New Zealand musician? That's nice. Do they pay you for that these days? No? 95BFM are after musos to take part in a mint little survey run by Canterbury University and the Student Radio Network. You'll be helping us help you. Plus, there's a chance it'll end up affecting government arts policy one day. So, money? Who knows? The SRN Music Survey closes this Saturday the 19th. Go to 95bfm.com/survey.
Kia ora, everybody. This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and you're tuned in to Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. Kia ora, Sam.
Hola.
So what have you got next?
So the next track we're going to play is called Vivo Sohando.
And
this is track number 8 and the final track on the record. And again, this is a Jobim composition with Gilberto on vocals and Stan Getz on saxophone. And the title of the song translates to I Live Dreaming.
That's so poetic and
very, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Vivo sonhando, sonhando, mil horas sem fim. Tempo em que vou perguntando se gostas de mim. Tempo de falar em estrelas, falar de um mar, de um céu assim. Falar do bem que se tem, mas você não vem, não vem. Você não vindo, não vindo, a vida tem fim. Gente se rindo, falando, zombando de mim. E eu a falar em estrelas, mar, amor, luar. Pobre de mim que só sei te amar.
He's singing.
It's so relaxing.
It is.
I hope it's relaxing you, dear listeners.
It's just what you need on this, Monday morning.
Absolutely.
All right, so the reception and the legacy.
Reception!
Yes.
Legacy!
So this album's remarkably done very well. It sold 2 million copies in 1964 alone and is considered the record that helped popularize bossa nova worldwide. It won 4 Grammy Awards, including the first album by a non-American artist to win Album of the Year. It was also the first time a jazz album won Album of the Year.
Yeah.
And the next time a jazz album won the Grammy Award for the Album of the Year was 43 years later.
Wow.
In 2008. And that person was Herbie Hancock. He won in 2008. So that's a remarkable time between drinks. It remains one of the best-selling jazz albums of all time, not to mention one of the most popular, and helped launch the careers of Charles Gilberto and his wife. And Rolling Stone magazine also named it in their top 500 albums of all time, while Vibe magazine named it in their top 100 essential albums of the 20th century. Gilberto and Stan Getz, they collaborated twice more, including live albums in 1966 and 1976. And Gilberto himself, he kept recording right up till 2004, age 73, So he was quite full on in his recording.
That's quite prolific.
Very prolific. Yes. Sadly, Stan Getz passed away, I think, 1991, about then. And Gilberto, obviously, just a few days ago. So rest in peace, both these gentlemen. We're going to finish with a track that doesn't need much introduction, really. It is basically the song that put all these musicians on the map. The ultimate bossa nova tune, I guess. It won Record of the Year at the 1965 Grammy Awards. And it is believed to be the second most recorded song ever in popular music, behind the Beatles' Yesterday.
Oh, really?
So this is The Girl from Ipanema, featuring Gilberto's wife, Astrid, on vocals. Remember, she wasn't a professional singer, and this is pretty much one of her first gigs. And it's just, you know, quite extraordinary that one of her first gigs as a singer is now the second most recorded track ever.
The song.
So, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, Sam, for coming in and sharing your music knowledge with us. It's always
my pleasure.
Great. But yeah, I'll see you next week.
You will. Bye.
Bye.
Dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. So sadly, how can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. And young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see. Thank you. The girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each when she passes goes ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each when she passes goes ah. Her so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see. She just doesn't see. No, she doesn't see. She just doesn't see.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.